From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Obama administration is urging Egypt to find a peaceful solution to the country's largest citizen uprising in years. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says there's been no change in U.S. policy toward its key ally.
We have at every turn encouraged President Mubarak to find a way to engender political discourse in a positive way. And we will continue to do that.
Egyptian special forces are deployed across the capital, Cairo, and internet services are being blocked ahead of more protests planned on Friday. The protests in Egypt and 2 weeks ago in Tunisia have inspired calls for change in Yemen. Thousands of Yemenis held anti-government protests in the capital, Sana'a, on Thursday. In Washington, President Obama has tapped Jay Carney to replace outgoing White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. Carney is Vice President Joe Biden's communications director and a former Washington bureau chief for Time magazine. His appointment was one of several White House staff changes announced in an email on Thursday. Rahm Emanuel is officially back in the Chicago mayoral contest. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the Illinois Supreme Court has settled the dispute over Emanuel's residency status.
Emanuel served as President Obama's chief of staff until October, but he continued to own property and pay taxes in Illinois. The question before the election board and the courts was that enough to make him a legal resident? In the past week, Emanuel was on the ballot, then off, then back on. And now the final answer from the state's highest court is yes, Emanuel meets the residency standard. As one lawyer representing those challenging him put it, this is the end of the road. Emanuel is generally viewed as the front runner in the race for mayor. The election is next month. If no candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held in April. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
A remote army base in Utah was briefly locked down Thursday until officials located a missing vial containing a deadly nerve agent. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
No one could leave or enter the Dugway Proving Ground for about 14 hours Wednesday night and Thursday morning as Army officials searched for a quarter teaspoon of the deadly nerve agent VX. Contact with the substance can kill, and it and other chemical agents are used at Dugway to test chemical weapons defenses. The base is about 90 miles south and west of Salt Lake City in Utah's remote West Desert. As many as 2,000 soldiers and civilians were affected by the lockdown, but it was lifted after the missing nerve agent was found in a mislabeled vial. Army officials say there was no malicious intent, only an administrative error, but Army investigators and the FBI were called in to interview the employees involved. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Shares are mixed in Asia. Stocks are down in Hong Kong and Tokyo. This is NPR News. Former South African President Nelson Mandela remains hospitalized for a third day. The country's deputy president is telling citizens there is no reason to panic. He says an announcement updating the former anti-apartheid leader's condition will be made on Friday. 92-year-old Mandela has had a history of respiratory problems, including a bout with tuberculosis, during his 27 years in prison. India's Supreme Court is urging its government to investigate the deposit of billions of dollars in so-called black money into overseas accounts. NPR's Corey Flintoff says critics are accusing the government of failing to crack down on corruption.
Black money refers to any illegal money that Indians have stashed abroad, whether it was stolen, obtained through graft and corruption, or skimmed off in tax evasion. A recent report by a U.S.-based think tank says more than $100 billion has been illegally drained from India since 2000. The Supreme Court said the government should also work to reveal the names of Indians who have bank accounts in banking secrecy havens, such as Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. It's expected that Indians will be among the holders of some Swiss bank accounts that were disclosed to WikiLeaks earlier this month. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Shares have fallen in Hong Kong and Tokyo after Standard & Poor's downgraded Japan's debt for the first time since 2002. Stocks are down 93 points in Hong Kong, down 118 points in Tokyo, but shares are trading 5 points higher in Shanghai. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks posted gains in trading on Thursday. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.